oldies play, we listen. Makes us start a reminiscing.
Tra-la-la-la-la-bom-bom-bom-bom.
Let me hear those oldies spinning.
Bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom.
It always makes us start reminiscing.
Bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom-bom.
Oldies, Mr. DJ. Anthony and the Sophomores out of 1963. A song that didn't chart, but got some airplay around the time. Probably got more airplay long after 63 when the Oldie and Goldie stations came back up. But anyway, that was Anthony and the Sophomores, led by Anthony Tony Maresco. If you ever go out looking for records and you find Tony and the Twilights, that's the same group. They went by Tony and the Twilights at one time. 1963, group out of Philadelphia on the Mercury label. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got lots more music. We're just starting. We're going to play those oldies right now. We've got Dion going to get us started, then Art and Dottie Todd, and then John Fred and the Playboys with an early one they had. So here we go right now. We've got Dion doing Lovers Who Wonder.
When she kissed me, I was born. Then she said goodbye. Then I knew right away I was born to cry. Now I'm happy and the joke's on her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa. She took my love, said she's not coming back. Thought my world and my sky would all turn to black. Now I see the light, I'm wise to her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dun, da, 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 da. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dun, da, 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 da. I walked around her, thinking about her. Never thought I could live without her. She broke my heart, I really showed it. Look at me now, you never know it. Now my story can be told with a smiling face. I'm the luckiest guy in a human race. All my loving dreams are gone for her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, she took my love, you see. Oh, she doesn't bother me. Yeah, I found that place to be. Yeah. Yeah, I walked around, I'm thinking about her. I never thought I could live without her. She
you'd never know it now. My story can be told with a modern face. I'm the luckiest guy in a human race. All my love and dreams have gone for her, 'cause I found that place for lovers who wander. Yeah, dun 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 dun.
Shirley's mama on the phone. She said Shirley's not at home. She said my little girl ought to be back soon. She's gone on a honeymoon. Oh Shirley, Shirley, you've done me wrong. That's why I sing this song. Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley,
John Fred and the Playboys, Shirley, 1959, only went up to number 82 on the chart. So it wasn't one of those that got airplay everywhere, but maybe you've heard it, and if you haven't, you have now, and I hope you enjoyed that one. A guy that came out of Louisiana, he played baseball and basketball at LSU and Southeast Louisiana. So did a little bit of everything. John Fred and the Playboys, 1959. Of course, they went on to have a big hit with Judy in Disguise years later. So before that, Art and Dottie Todd from 1958. And I'm going to say the song. I'm going to say the title and not mess it up too bad, I hope. Chasson d'Amour, Art and Dottie Todd, 1958. Number 6 on the pop charts. Number 9 on the R&B charts. A couple that were married in 1941 and been married 17 years when he did this song, and came out of New Jersey. And then Dion got us started with Lovers Who Wonder, 1962, number 3 hit on the pop charts for him, a song that he, along with Eddie Maresca, wrote, and we're going to do one by Eddie a little bit further down in the show, so you'll be getting ready to hear that one. So, okay, let's see, we've got Johnny Tillotson going to get us started. Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights are going to come in, and then Gene and Eunice. So let's do Poetry in Motion, Johnny Tillotson.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, poetry in motion. Change. She doesn't need improvements. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Let me take you to the village of love. Let me hold you tight. Let
don't you be so shy. You're gonna make me think that you got another guy. You're going around here looking just like a queen, yacking your pretty mouth cause you wanna be seen.
Now him.
What's the matter now?
I've got to go home.
I gotta go home, pretty baby, cause you just ain't treating me right. Oh, babe. You may be wise, and otherwise I might say, sorry, pretty baby, but I feel that way. Trying to talk to you just the other day. This is what you told me. This is what you said.
Now, him.
What's the matter now?
I got to go home.
I gotta go home, pretty baby, cause you just ain't treating me right, oh babe.
Try, you can do what you wanna do, I don't care. I dug your conversation and it ain't nowhere.
Now him.
What's the matter now?
I gotta go home, pretty baby, cause you just ain't treating me right.
I gotta go home. Gene and Eunice, 1955, song that didn't chart. It was on the Aladdin label, and they had one song that charted in 1959, so they stayed together a while doing all kind of things, I guess, but in 59 they had a song called Poco Loco, went up to number 48 on the pop charts, and that was their only song they charted. But this was a fun one here, I Gotta Go Home, Gene and Eunice, 1955. Nathaniel Mayer and the Fabulous Twilights, Village of Love, 1962. Went up to number 22 on the pop charts, number 16 on the R&B charts, a group that came out of Detroit, Michigan. And then Johnny Tillotson got us started with Poetry in Motion, 1960, his highest charted record, went up to number 2 for him. He had 4 top 10 charted songs and 6 top 20 songs, so he had a pretty good little career there. He was on the radio at age 9 doing singing and all kind of stuff, so he was out there. So good old Johnny Tillotson. I got to see him back in 2009 up at Clear Lake, Iowa, and he did a good little concert. Enjoyed getting to hear him. Okay, let's keep going. We got Jerry Lee Lewis going to get us started, then the Tokens, and then we talked about Ernie Maresca writing a song with Dion earlier. We're going to do one by Ernie Maresca, his hit he had. So here we go right now. Jerry Lee Lewis going to be doing one called Drinking Wine, Spodeody.
Way down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All of them are catching just drinking that wine. Drinking that mess, here's the line. Get sloppy drunk, they sing all night. Drinking wine, spodeody, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spodeody, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spodeody, won't you pass that bottle to me? Honey, you got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here, wine over there. We're drinking that mess and everywhere. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, want you pass that bottle to me. Yeah. Thank you. dime. Drinking wine, slowly, old and drinking wine. Drinking wine, slowly, old and drinking wine. Wine, slowly, old and pass that bottle to me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Just begun. We're all over and having fun. Joe's all alone and he wants to be kissed. But Mary's in a corner and she's doing a twist. So let's shout,
shout, and knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean. Put another dime in the record machine.
Hey, play another song like a runaround Sue. Whoa, let's do a dance that we all can do. I turn that jukebox up mighty loud and let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on, shout,
shout, and knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean. Put another dime in the record machine. Everybody that I attend, believe me now, it's the living end. Moving and a groove with some friends of mine.
On Saturday night now, we're having a so let's shout,
shout, and knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean. Put it on a dime in the record machine.
Hey, do the fly with our hands in the sky. Yeah, foot stomping, baby, just to you and I. School was out about a quarter to three, and we're having fun now, it's plain to see. So let's shout,
shout, and knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean.
Yeah!
Ernie Maresca, Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. 1962, good song by him. Went up to number six. The backing group there was the Del Satins. And Ernie, he did some, of course, his own recording. He had these and some a couple other hits, but he also was a big-time writer. You know, we talked about Lovers Who Wonder. We played the first song up at the top of the set, today, and he co-wrote that with Dion. But he also wrote for Dion, Run Around Sue, The Wonder, and Donna the Prima Donna. So he was out there doing all kind of work. Spent a lot of time in the studio, I guess. Ernie Maresca. Before that, The Tokens, number one in the nation, 1961. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Number one on the pop charts, number seven on the R&B charts. This was their only number one pop hit that they had, and it was their only top 10 hit they had. And they only had two top 20 hits, but they were out there and had some good sounds. And I think some of the members went on to do other things with other groups as time went on. And Jerry Lee Lewis, Drinking Wine, Spodeyote, 1973, number 41 on the pop charts, number 20 on the country western charts. Old Jerry Lee. Still out there doing some things. I don't think he's really touring anything, but he's still out there. Okay, let's go. We got Neil Diamond going to get us going the next set, then Danny Zella and the Zell Rocks, and then Dennis Yost and the Classics 4. So we got now a good song by Neil Diamond, Kentucky Woman.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, earth beneath my feet, a gentle touch that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
Got a new girl, call her Sapphire. She really set my rocky rolling all up my hair. Sapphire. Oh, 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 Sapphire.
She got shook. She hit me with her schoolbook sapphire. Oh, oh, sapphire. Oh, 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 sapphire. Sapphire, why can't you be good? Now you hear my story. Well, hear it good.
And the Classics 4, real smooth sound by them. Traces, 1969, went up to number 2 on the pop charts for that that song there. Some of the Classics 4 would go on to leave and wind up being and forming the Atlanta Rhythm Section. So some good musicians there. Lots of hits for all those guys. And before that, Danny Zella and the Zelle Rock, Sapphire, 1959, a song that didn't chart. He did have one that charted called Wicked Ruby, which sounded a little bit like Sapphire. And it was also in 59. It went up to number 71. And he was a saxophone player. And if you're looking for this particular one here, Sapphire, you'd find it on the Dial label, D-I-A-L. And it can go up to $100 for a real good copy of it. So, but if you're looking for it, maybe you can find one somewhere. And Neil Diamond got us started with a big hit for him, Kentucky Woman, 1967, number 22 on the pop charts. You know, Neil was just so talented. Of course, he was part of that group that was writing songs up in New York in the late 50s, early 60s, and into the mid 60s. Then he went solo, and he wrote most of all his songs that he did on lots of his albums, and he wrote some songs for other people too. Of course, the Monkees had a big hit with "I'm a Believer," and that's Neil wrote that one there. So, but Neil was a very talented guy. Okay, let's see. We got the Four Seasons going to get us going, then Gene Pitney is going to be our double play of the day. So we got Four Seasons, then two by Gene Pitney. So here we go now. We got the Four Seasons and Big Girls Don't Cry.
Oh, hardly ever thank the stars above for sending me your very precious love. You'll never hear me say a prayer but thanks to someone way up there who gave me such a lucky break. Oh no, darling, only with every breath I take. And every time we have to be apart, I hardly ever find you in my heart. When it comes to thinking of the thought of losing all your love, I never worry how my heart would ache. Oh no, darling, only with every little breath I take, only with every little step I make, only with every little beat of my heart, and every single minute
by Gene Pitney. That one there, Every Breath I Take, 1961. Went to number 42 on the pop charts for him. And before that, we played Only Love Can Break a Heart, a song written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach, 1962 for Gene on that one. Went up to number 2 on the pop charts. Big hit for him there. The Flip also charted. The Flip went up to number 58. It was entitled If I Didn't Have a Dime. And a real good song. I like that one, too. So, and Gene came out of Connecticut, and he was a big-time writer, too. He wrote some of his own material. He also wrote for Ricky Nelson, Hello, Mary Lou. He wrote He's a Rebel, and he wrote Rubber Ball, The Circle, big hit for them. So, good writer. He also spent a lot of time in that, I guess, that studio doing all kind of stuff. But well-received, big hits over the years. Gene Pitney, double play of the day. The Four Seasons before that, Big Girls Don't Cry, 1962, went up to number 1 on the pop charts. They had 5 number 1 songs over the years. And this one came right after Sherry, and which was a number 1 hit. And then it came right before Walk Like a Man. So it was kind of stuck between those two, but all of them were number 1 hits. So big career, of course, for the Four Seasons. Okay, Billy Joe Royal going to get us started. Then the Shangri-Las, and then the Ink Spots. We're going to go way back to the the early 40s for these guys and play one that was a song that a lot of people played over the years, recorded. So, but it came out of 37, but this is going to be a 1941 version that the Ink Spots did. But anyway, here we go. We got Billy Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks.
Down in the boondocks, people put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit in her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him? Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Small and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And whether he heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do?
Find your sweetheart in the arms of a friend. That's when your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end. That's when your heartaches begin. Love is a thing you never can share. When you bring a friend into your love affair, that's the end of your sweetheart, that's the end of your friend, that's when your heartaches begin.
When you find your sweetheart in the arms of your best friend, brother, that's when all your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must all come to an end, that's when your heartaches begin. You see, love is a thing that you never can share. And when you bring a friend into your love affair, that's the end. That's the end of your sweetheart. Jack, I'm telling you, that's the end of your friend.
That's when your heart is
beginning. The Ink Spots, that's when your heartaches begin. A group that was an early, early influencer for so many harmony groups later on, doo-wop groups, and that's why the Ink Spots were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 as early influencers, and that they were. So that was a 1941 recording on the Decca label. The song was written in 1937 and was very popular all down through the years. In fact, when Elvis walked in Sun Studios his first time before he was a star, and just wanted to record a record for his mama, he did two sides, and one of the sides was "That's When Your Heartaches Begin." So that was the one of the first things Elvis ever put down on vinyl there. So Ink Spots came out of Indiana, and they had 46 charted hits from 1939 through 1951. Very, very popular and influential group. The Shangri-Las before that, Leader of the Pack, 1964, definitely a number one hit, number one on R&B and the pop charts. So, and that song there, by the way, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of songs, and on the Rolling Stones' most influential 500 songs, it's number 454. And they also had the leader of the Shangri-Las also had a song, if you remember, called "Remember Walking in the Sand." On the Rolling Stones' 500 most influential songs, it's number 404. So those young ladies put two songs in that category. So, and Billy Joe Royal got us started before that. 1965, number 9 hit for him on the pop charts. It was his only top 10 song that he had, and he had 3 top 20 songs. And there was a few others that I just, you know, listened to over down through the years. I just wonder why they didn't make it into the top 20. But he did some good stuff. Joe South wrote 9 of his first charted 10 songs. Out of his 10, Joe wrote 9 of them, including "Greatest Love" and "Hush," 2 good songs that Billy Joe also had. Okay, it's almost time to go. We're going to squeeze in one more set. We've got the Four Deuces going to get us started, and then Jimmy D and the Offbeats, and then Eddie Hodges. So right now we got one called WPLJ.
Well, I said WPLJ, it really tastes good to me. WPLJ, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine, it really makes you feel so fine. Said please give me some more white coated limo.
Hodges, I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door, 1961, went up to number 12 in the pop charts for him. Guy that came out of Mississippi, and he did quite a few movie and TV spots, too, over the years. So, a talented guy and had a couple hits along the way. Jimmy D and the Offbeats, Henrietta, 1958. Good, good song by him. Number 47 on the pop charts. Came out on the Dot label. When it was a big hit, it was on the Dot label. It first came out on the TNT label. Came out in 1957 on the TNT. And so if you happen to go looking for that record, you might find it on the Dot, which is a more common record you're going to find. But on the TNT, it's going to be a little harder to find that one. So, but good song by Jimmy D and the Offbeats. And then White Port Lemon Juice, WPLG. I meant to tell you, that's not a radio station call letter. That's a song by the Four Deuces. Came out in 1956. It was a hit along the West Coast. It didn't chart nationally, but along the West Coast it did. And it stands for White Port Lemon Juice. White Port is a wine that came out of the Portugal, country of Portugal. And he talks about drinking that white port and lemon juice. And it went on to be a jingle for an Italian wine factory, I believe it was. And White Port Lemon Juice. That came out on the Music City label. And it's about a $20 record. So maybe, you know, if you like that little sound there, maybe you can pick that up somewhere for a real cheap price. So the Four Deuces, 1956. All right, we got to go. Thanks for joining us here on the BRC Radio Show. We're out of Birmingham, Alabama. We're brought to you each week. And we've got a record show coming up on August 20, 21, and 22 at the Gardendale Civic Center right north of Birmingham, Alabama. And you can check us on birminghamrecord.com. That's birminghamrecord.com for all the details about our record show. So check that out and be with us and find some of these records. And just come on in and join us and just have a good time over the weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check us out at the Gardendale Civic Center. Okay, we got to go. We got Sandy Nelson going to get us out of here with our We Always Play an Instrumental, and he's going to be the one today. He's got a song called Teen Beat. Went up to number 4 on the pop charts, number 17 on the R&B. His name was Sander Nelson, was what he was born. Sander Nelson. He was a drummer. And he, after his days of doing his own solo work, he went on to become a big-time studio session player. And just a couple of songs I know he played on. He played on Alley Oop, which was a big hit for the Hollywood Argyles. To Know Him Is to Love Him. And by the Teddy Bears, and then A Thousand Stars by Kathy Young. So he was out there doing a lot of drumming on those songs all down through the years. So, but we got to go. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.